Akilah Waldron, CPA, is your proven choice for fast, effective tax services. Schedule your free, no-obligation 30-minute consultation today. Call 984-444-5457. Start from scratch. I'm Kurt Sparks, baby. What's happening with y'all? I want to really just take this time again to just apologize, excuse me, to people who look forward to me putting out frequent episodes. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'll be on my bullshit. I'll wake up, pray to the heavens, say thank you to the Heavenly Father for waking me up every day. And then I'll say, okay, let me see what's going on Twitter. Let me see what's trending on Twitter. Let me see what I'm going to talk about. I sometimes do it the night before and say, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. After I wake up and I say my prayers and I find out what's trending on Twitter and see what's going on in the news, I sometimes then freeze up and I say, I don't know if this is going to work. And I just fall back and just won't put out an episode. A lot of that is low self-esteem. I gotta be honest with you guys, because I want to be somewhat confident in what I'm talking about, but I want to make sure it's interesting as well at what I'm talking about. I'm dealing with my own personal struggles. Okay. I'm thankful for the fact that I have a supporting wife, and my God up above is also supporting me as well, pushing forward to do what I do. I love doing this. I love speaking on the mic. I love speaking my piece. But then there's times where I'm like, I'm afraid. I don't know if the material that I'm putting out is good material. People have analyzed what I'm doing lately and say, well, you know what? You don't do it for the money. You do it because you like doing it. Which is the God's honest truth, because the money will come later on. I'm definitely confident about that part. The thing is, when? I've been doing this thing here for 5 years. Didn't even realize it. Had a conversation with someone last week, and I'm like, oh, yo, I've been doing this since 2012. So I'm not new to what I'm doing. I've actually gotten a whole lot better, and I know I'm going to continue to get better as I go forward. So I'm going to try my best to keep putting out episodes as much as possible. All right? So forgive me, please, for not being frequent with the episodes. It is a blogcast, not a podcast. Moving forward. Shout out to Chance the Rapper, man. This guy is just impressing me with his philanthropic moves that he's making. This guy's dope. Chance the Rapper gave $1 million to Chicago schools. It's for the kids, man. He really cares for the kids, and I appreciate that about this young man. He could take his money and he can buy Bentleys, Rolls Royces, a large ass mansion, be sleeping with chicks left and right. Nah, he don't do the nigga shit. He do the smart shit. Because God knows, man, if I had a lot of money, I'd be doing the same damn thing. But you don't have to have a lot of money to do the same damn thing. You could do something on a smaller scale. But still, shout out to Chance the Rapper for doing what he's done. I mean, these senators and governors and mayors and legislators out in Chicago should be taking note. Put aside your pay to see what you can do to give back to a community that greatly needs help. And I'm talking about Chicago people. Chance the Rapper, yo, he's even making Donald Trump look bad right now. You want to send in the FBI? Nah. How about giving back? Starting small. How about talking to the people? Instead of enforcing rules and regulations. I know it's bad. I definitely know it's bad. But that's your way of conquering it? Nah. Uh-uh. No. What happened to your boy Steve Harvey? Send him out there. Chance the Rapper did it on his own, B. Shout out to that young man again, Chance the Rapper, for doing what he has done. Now, I want to turn my focus and attention to Dr. Ben Carson. I'm going to call him Dr. Dick Carson for this episode. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the news. I'm pretty sure you have. It's a different day and age. We don't just brush shit off. But matter of fact, let me just play a snippet of what Dr. Dick Carson said that got him in the news right now.
A land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less.
Ben Carson. Dick Carson, I'm sorry. I called you by the wrong name. Dr. Dick Carson. First and foremost, do your history and do your math. You are black, right? Do you really take the time to investigate your ancestry? Some of those slaves or immigrants, as you call them, that were on them ships were probably family members of yours. We all have some type of slavery history dating back to the 17, 1800s. What type of math have you done that eliminates yourself from the word slavery and ships? They were not immigrants. We all as blacks were forced to do something that we did not want to do because of the white man, whether you were British, whether you were English, they were white. And they forced us to do shit we did not want to do. So therefore, we are known as slaves. Okay? You don't have to be a slave to be on a ship. Well, you don't have to be on a ship to be called a slave, I meant to say. Shit, there's modern day fucking slavery going on right now. And the mere fact that you tap danced your way into the motherfucking White House, I was giving you somewhat praise. Because you sound, for what you said, you sound just as dumb as Jim Brown trying to convince us that we should give Donald Trump a chance. For what? I look down at Jim Brown like, yeah, I understand that's your opinion, but you sound dumb. And Dr. Dick Carson, you fall under that same fucking line. Omarosa been keeping quiet, and I'm happy for that. If that's what you want to do, Omarosa, stay in the White House. Not a problem. Dr. Dick Carson, like I said, I was giving you some praise. Because I said, well, you know what? He tap danced his way into Trump's cabinet, and he's been keeping quiet. So, okay, give him a pass. Leave him alone. You know how they said them boys in the hood? Leave the little nigga alone. But no, not Dr. Dick Carson. You were soft-spoken in your speech. You said what you said. I'm looking at Twitter yesterday like, yo, this man needs a harsh reality check. Because he must have motherfucking forgot where he came from. Where his family came from. Ignorance, boy. Ignorance is such a sin. I mean, I know I say a lot of ignorant shit. And I do a lot of ignorant shit. If I don't know, I'll put it out there. I don't know. But Dr. Dick Carson, you know you went to school, B. You're supposed to be smart. But I was always told to, as I was coming up, you got two different types of people out here. Some people that are book smart and some people that are street smart. And Dr. Dick Carson must be book smart because... Street smart? That's not even street smart. You're just ignorant. Pay attention to what you're going to say before you say it. I don't do it. I just shoot off the fly. But that's what my listeners expect of me. But you, Dr. Dick Carson, you have time to write out your speech. You have time to rehearse your speech. You have time to exactly say what you're going to say so that people don't get your shit fucked up. And Dr. Dick Carson has not retracted to even apologizing for what he said. He's been keeping his mouth shut. He's probably looking around like, what? What'd I do? What did I say? What is so wrong? You dick. Pay attention. He's been slandered on Twitter heavily. And I don't blame everybody. Because how you not know better? You just fall under the... I see why you shuck and jived your way into the White House. Because you're just as dumb as Agent Orange, a.k.a. Donald Trump. And what's up with Donald Trump? Like, Like, he's making it his goal to get rid of Obamacare. Like, he's a dick. Like, no one's interested in Trump care. For what? That doesn't even sound right. Obamacare, and I'm leaving it just like that. Like, he's a dick. He's just a fucking dickhead. I don't understand these people, but you know what? Hey, you know why I like everyone in office right now? Because it gives us a chance to clown these stupid motherfuckers and to talk about them. This is great material. Great material, guys. Because if I wasn't talking about you assholes, I'd probably be talking about celebrities. I don't even want to talk about celebrities either. Shit. So I'm glad you guys are in office. You guys are jackasses. Moving forward, rest in peace to George Michael. It's stated in the reports that George Michael has died of natural causes. If you're going to go, that's the best way to go. But I do know natural causes also equate to years of abuse to your body. So when you do get on a straight and narrow path, your body's like tapping you on your shoulder like, well, wait, this is all the damage you've done in the meantime. It's just sad. Very sad. So rest in peace, George Michael. And today is also a day without women. Just imagine a day without women. A lot of us would be masturbating. Well, I mean, we masturbate now, so, yeah. Some assholes are probably looking at it like, well, who will cook and clean for me? You dumbass, you do it yourself. You're supposed to. Women are a beautiful species. They're our partners. They're our friends. They're our confidants. Oh, wait. Let me not say confidants, because a lot of you guys like to pillow talk, and it gets your dumbasses in trouble. A day without woman, we could probably last a day. Not a couple days. I wouldn't go a couple days now. That's just taking it too damn far. I'm not going to go a couple days. A day is fine enough. Now, I have some other news with you guys that I would like to share. But you know what? I thought about it. I'm going to just fall back and just pray on it. Yours truly have been offered an opportunity to take this platform and to see if it can exceed to higher heights. Okay, I've been offered a position doing what I do in this small little boutique of mine and taking it to another level. I have to think about the odds, the positives, see if it's actually going to work. But I'm putting this part out there because I just want to show people who are doing things on a small scale as well. You just never know who's listening to you. So keep doing what you're doing. You understand? That's how you do it. Oh, and a big shout out to me. I'm giving a shout out to myself. I've recently went from 236 pounds to 218 pounds, people. Got to do it. The family, my wife, my kids, they notice how slimmed down I've become. I don't care about the public. You say whatever you want to say. But I've slimmed the hell down, and I love it. I love it. My target goal is 200 pounds, and I'm going to hit that target goal, people. I want to look good. No exercise and no nothing. I'm too lazy for that shit. I don't do that shit. I just scale back from being a fat ass. Stop eating every damn thing in sight. I'll be watching Love & Hip Hop commercial, go get a snack. I watch Black Ink commercial, go get a snack. I watch 24 Hour Legacy commercial time, time to get some ice cream. I got to stop being a fat ass. This is the reason why I'm happy with where I am right now. As soon as I had got the flu and I lost my appetite and some weight was lost, I said, you know what? I got to keep this up. I got to continue this. It was 236 to 222. Now it's 218. God is good and I feel great. Nonetheless, I'm on Twitter at I'm Kurt Sparks. I'm also on Instagram at Kurt Sparks. And my second page, personal _page. I'll be back, y'all. Maybe tomorrow. Hopefully, Dr. Dick Carson and Agent Orange, a.k.a. Donald Trump, have more shit for me to talk about. If not, I'll tell my personal business like I always do. Y'all know how I do. Peace, y'all.